you were watching that tape, was there something you saw in particular that made you think, I like this?
Yeah, everything was very defined of what they want us to do. Whether it's they want us to drop back a curl, or they want me to heave a go ball, like it was very defined of what they want us to do.
Have you ever played in a two quarterback system, and how would you feel if they decided the first few weeks they're going to roll out two guys and so on?
A two quarterback system. I don't think I've ever had to do that before, but I mean, whatever's going to make us win or put us in the best opportunity to win, or whatever they need me to do, I'll do it. It really matters to me. This place does.
So I just walked over and you said that at first there was a little hesitation with the change. Was it just you didn't want the change, or you didn't know what to expect or anything like that?
Nah, it was more like I really didn't know what to expect. I've heard about like this offense and this scheme for a long time, but you never really know like how it's gonna unfold. You know, especially in the SEC. I didn't know that Drew Locke had ran this offense when they was at Missouri. So just like being able to see and watch them like run the offense and do stuff like that, like it gives you way more confidence. And then when you actually get out here and run it and see it explode for massive plays and stuff like that, it's really no problem.
So how long would you say it took you to kind of get that reassurance?
I would say honestly, like halfway through spring ball, I started realizing how good this offense is. And how it can be, and then that's when I started getting more relaxed and performing better and playing better.
What's it been like trying to build timing and continuity with receivers?
Well, a lot of our offense is option based, so like the receivers get a lot of options, run what routes they want. So really having the relationships with the receivers and the timing on when you know they're going to come out their breaks, or when they're going to run this route or that route versus this look. And so really just every three times a week throughout the summer, and even more on my own, I'll get a whole bunch of the receivers together and we just throw our routes.
So how challenging that is for receivers with four quarterbacks?
Compared to probably really hard for the wideouts. I would say from my relationships with the wideouts, that it'd probably be, they know what I want when I'm in. They know what routes I want them to run versus certain looks. And, I don't know, our guys have really came a long way since when they first showed up.
What was it like for you when Joe decided to come in after spring ball and add another quarterback into the mix?
And it didn't really change anything. Well, for me personally, it didn't really change anything. I mean, just competition brings the best out of you. So, it was Joe's decision to come in, so we'll see how it unfolds.
Last question, if anybody has.
We saw you've been pretty accurate this year. There's a significant perception that arm strength maybe isn't your top asset. What do you think about that perception? Is that true? How was your reaction?
I would say that's one of them. I would say, and ever since from the time I was little, I would say that arm strength is one of my stronger points. Being able to push the ball downfield was really, really my thing. Now, towards the end of last year, some of the things with my mechanics and what I was doing, my throwing motion and that stuff was starting to lack, and that's why my deep ball was really, it was on sometimes and off sometimes. It was just inconsistent, but as I was saying earlier, this time I really like sharpened those things up, and my deep ball has really been